From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. It's Friday, which means it's time for our Week in Review. We'll get to politics in a few minutes, but we start with what's been making news in different communities around Illinois. Today we're focusing on Bloomington Normal. That's where Lindsay Jones is a reporter for WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Lindsay, welcome back to The 21st Show.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you for having me.
So it's been exactly 5 years since Governor J.B. Pritzker announced COVID-19 stay-at-home orders. The virus killed more than a million people directly from COVID or COVID-related complications. You talk with some of the people from your area who lost loved ones at the height of the pandemic. What do they have to say? How are they feeling 5 years on?
Yeah, so this is part of a series that we did recently focusing on just that moment in time. I think so many people are eager to move on and forget kind of what was a really strange and singular time in recent history. But for some people, like those who lost loved ones during COVID, they can't move on so easily. And so we wanted to kind of pay homage to that and take note of that. And so you're right, I did talk to a couple of people who had lost parents, specifically their mothers, during the pandemic. One of them specifically lost their mother to COVID itself, to the virus. And another, her mother lost her life due to cancer, but it was still during COVID, right? And so one of the things we talk about in the article is that losing a parent does change you forever under normal circumstances. But if you can't be there to the extent that you would like to be there, like it was during COVID when there were mitigations put into place, when there were restrictions on visitors in hospital rooms, in nursing homes, that's just a really singular, painful experience. And so the point of this was really not to hash out or relitigate whether any entity, whether it's medical or school or anything like that, went too far in trying to protect people from the virus, but just to draw attention back to that time that so many people want to move on from. Many people are deeply affected by this, even to this day. One that I talked to who lost her mother said she still talks about it in therapy because it was just such a strange time. So again, this was part of a series that we did. I have to also just give credit to my colleagues. One of my colleagues wrote an article that featured several people who believe that they have long COVID. And that's really kind of an invisible malady that people don't necessarily talk about frequently. That's affecting quite a few people. And another of my colleagues also did an article on people who have been very protective of their health since the pandemic and who believe that because of these protections that they adopted these practices, they've never had COVID. So this is all just kind of paying homage to that time that we all had 5 years ago and beyond. So if anybody is interested in those are definitely available on our website for a look and a listen.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Boy, it does feel like it was just yesterday, and yet it was like half a lifetime ago at the same time somehow. And I think beyond, you know, the long COVID and the grief that you mentioned, I think probably at a societal level, we're still feeling some of the aftershocks of that time that we haven't quite fully dealt with. Well, let's turn now, because our time is limited today, to higher education. Two big institutions in Bloomington Normal, obviously. One of them is Illinois Wesleyan University, which is being investigated by the U.S. Department of Education. What's going on there?
Yeah, so I think something important to note is that this news was spurred on by a recent letter from the Trump administration's Department of Education, but the investigation to alleged anti-Semitism began under the Biden administration. So it followed that time that we saw after the pro-Palestine protests across campuses across the country where students gathered and protested in support of Palestinian people and their right to self-determination. So the initial investigation into Illinois Wesleyan, from what I could tell, appears to be stemming from a complaint that showed a corkboard, presumably student designed, that had a lot of messaging on it that was in support of Palestinian people, but also had some harsh messaging about Israel. I won't repeat some of what it said. It wasn't necessarily obscene or anything like that, but it was pretty graphic. It was strong language, and presumably it was how a student felt about the situation between Israel and the situation in Gaza and Hamas terrorism, et cetera. And so that image was taken, from what I can tell, by a website that is not local, and it was included in a complaint filed to the Department of Education last year. And there was an investigation started into this alleged anti-Semitism at the university. It's difficult to say where that investigation stands right now. Recently, the Trump administration's DOE did send out a letter to Illinois Wesleyan and dozens of others across the country urging them to comply. And Illinois Wesleyan has assured the DOE and the public that they are doing just that.
Yeah, although as we talked about on our show on Monday, the entire Civil Rights Division, at least in Chicago, was laid off from up there. And then yesterday, President Trump, you know, says he's starting in motion trying to dismantle and shut down the Department of Education. Maybe it's too early to say how that affects this particular complaint.
Yeah, I've been wondering that myself. I do think in a recent press conference, the White House press secretary did say that some of these quote unquote essential functions of the DOE would continue. But again, how do you do that if the majority of the staff have been laid off?
Fascinating. What interesting times we're living in. Well, I do want to spend a little time on Illinois State University. You recently talked with Anduve Tarhuli, who is the president there, about some of the challenges facing higher education in particular. This obviously relates to other executive orders from the federal government. What did he have to say?
Yeah, so one of the things I wanted to make sure that I asked him was about Illinois State's response to a Dear Colleague letter that went out, I believe it was last month, and it essentially said that universities needed to eliminate diversity initiatives from all aspects of campus life. And if they did not comply with that, which at the time they were said to have had 14 days to comply, if they didn't, they would jeopardize their federal funding. So in that conversation with Illinois State's president, the really big takeaway there was that the letter was just sowing a lot of confusion, right? Because the letter itself isn't law. It's a directive, but it's not law, and it's an interpretation of pre-existing law. And so universities and their legal counsels have been put into this position where they have to figure out, okay, what exactly do we have to do, and where do things like self-gathering fall? The letter seems to frown at things that highlight race or identity, so whether that's a graduation ceremony that's for a specific group of students or whether that's a student group that, again, is for a specific group of students, the letter frowns at that. But those are self participatory events, right? Like people choose to participate in that. The university isn't saying you have to join this student group or you have to go to this graduation. And so that's just one of the things that they're figuring out how to deal with and the extent to which they have to comply.
Lindsay Jones is a reporter at WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Thanks for sharing your reporting with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you.